Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. A Fairbanks man has been convicted of murdering a city police officer. Anthony Jenkins Alexi shot Sergeant Alan Brandt on October 16, 2016. And following a one-week trial and a day of deliberation, yesterday afternoon the jury returned guilty verdicts on 8 of 9 counts, including first and second degree murder, first degree assault, car and firearms theft, and weapons misconduct. Judge Michael McConaughey read the verdicts.
We, the jury, having found the defendant, Anthony George Jenkins Alexi, guilty of murder in the first degree as charged in count one, further unanimously find that at the time of his death, Fairbanks Police Sergeant Alan Brandt was a uniformed or otherwise clearly identifiable police officer who was engaged in the performance of official duties at the time of the murder.
Jenkins Alexi was acquitted of one count of tampering with evidence related to moving the officer's handgun. After the verdicts, defense attorneys declined to be recorded, but said the sentence Jenkins Alexi faces would have been the same if he had pled guilty. District Attorney Greg Olson explains.
If you kill a police officer who's performing his duties, they're subject to a mandatory 99-year penalty with no eligibility for parole.
Sentencing will likely occur later this month. A state House committee heard abundant public testimony opposed to Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed repeal of Alaska's senior benefits program. During a House Community and Regional Affairs Committee meeting yesterday, people from around the state spoke against HB 60, which would eliminate payments ranging from $76 to $250 a month to seniors with incomes between about $12,000 and $27,000 a year. Jane Andreen with AARP in Juneau said the payments help seniors stay in their own homes longer.
By investing at this end of the continuum, that low end, we in essence save ourselves a whole lot of money. It's a lot more expensive to go into assisted living and nursing care.
Committee co-chair Anchorage Representative Harriet Drummond noted that the Dunleavy administration did not provide anyone to testify in support of the bill and emphasized she suspects elimination of the senior benefits program would not yield savings.
I have a feeling, without even having to do the math, that it would far outweigh the $25 million that we're currently spending.
Drummond assured those listening that the legislation will not advance out of committee. The federal government and Governor Mike Dunleavy want Alaska to be the first state to fund Medicaid through a block grant. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that the state would receive a fixed amount of federal money instead of the open-ended commitment under the current approach. The change would also give the state more flexibility in how it operates the program. Dunleavy told President Donald Trump in a letter dated March 1st that a top federal Medicaid official urged Alaska to be the first state to receive Medicaid dollars as a block grant. Dunleavy spokesman Matt Shukarow says the grant approach could allow the state more flexibility in how it spends Medicaid money.
The overall message here that we sent to the president is that we're open and willing to take flexible measures that can help improve savings and efficiencies within the government.
Shukarow says the state could also seek an increase in Medicaid funding, but the proposal has raised immediate concern with healthcare providers and advocates like Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association CEO Becky Hultberg.
We need to transform care, and block grants just put less money into the existing system. That's not something we want to be first in.
Hultberg says that depending on details of the block grant, the concept could conflict with legal requirements about who receives Medicaid and the care they're entitled to. What happens in Alaska could draw national interest. Obama administration Medicaid director Cindy Mann now works with states on Medicaid issues. Mann says states benefit from the federal commitment to share Medicaid expenses, even when they're higher than expected.
The state would lose that flexibility under a block grant. If it hit the cap and costs were going up, or enrollment were going up, the state would have to cut at that point.
State medical officials have said some of the Medicaid spending reductions may not occur for another year or more. A ballot initiative that proposes moving Alaska legislative meetings to Anchorage has cleared an early hurdle. KTOO reports that Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer certified sponsors' proposed initiative Wednesday, meaning they'll soon be able to collect nearly 30,000 qualified signatures needed to put the question to voters in 2020. One of the initiative's sponsors, Camille Carlson of Fairbanks, says the more central location will save money and potentially lives because fewer people will have to fly. But Wayne Jensen, who chairs a nonprofit organization committed to keeping Juneau the capital, says he isn't alarmed by the proposal.
And now they have a lot of work to do in terms of getting signatures. It's a fairly high bar. This is not the first time that this has come up. It's come up 10, 12, 13 times before in some form.
The current initiative does not call for actual relocation of the capital, but Jensen says the effect is basically the same.
You know, it's disguised in some different words, but it has the same meaning. When you move the meetings of the legislature, that's moving the legislative session, and that's what happens in the Capitol. And so, you know, those two all go together. So if you move the legislature and you move the session, you've moved the Capitol.
Jensen says moving the legislature and its support is costly, and that's what's deterred past move proposals. Alaska Congressman Don Young has apologized for shoving a reporter at the U.S. Capitol yesterday. Alaska Public Media reports that the reporter, Melanie Zanona of Politico, said on Twitter that she and other reporters were interviewing another congressman in the hall, and Young shoved her to get by. She says Young later apologized and she accepted. I'm Dan Bross.